on the law of an inut, bar minan, if somebody is an onen, as we've discussed in previous halachot, he is patur from mitzvot, he's exempt from the mitzvot, he's also exempt from making berachot. So just to go through some cases that might come up, bar minan, in a case where somebody is an onen. First question Rosh Shlomo Zalman asks, can an onen wear his talet katan? Since he's exempt from mitzvot, so now he's going to put on his talet katan, he's fulfilling a mitzvah. Does that take away from the aninut? Because the purpose of aninut is we don't want him to do mitzvot because it takes his mind off the mit. Now he's going to involve himself with putting on his talet katan. The rabbi rules that it's permissible for an onen to wear a talet katan because it's his normal garment that he wears every day. So that wouldn't be worse, he says, than a mitzvah that you fulfill b'machshava, in your mind. You're just putting it on, you have in mind when you put it on to fulfill a mitzvah, that is not a problem. The next question he asks is, can an onen give tzedakah? So he rules that if he wants to give tzedakah, li'ilui neshama, in memory of the deceased, on the contrary, that would be considered kavod amet, and that wouldn't be considered a problem. Can you answer amen to a beracha that an onen makes? For example, the onen was making a beracha. He shouldn't have made the beracha, but he made the beracha. You heard the onen make the beracha, do you answer amen? Halakha l'maaseh, you do not answer amen. Because he really shouldn't have made the beracha. So if the beracha was illegal, there's no justification for an amen. That's the opinion of Tosafot in Mu'ed Katan Daf Chafchet. But the real question that we came to discuss today by Aninut is Sefirat HaOmer. In a case where Bar Minan, somebody becomes an Onen during Sefirat HaOmer, let's say he becomes an Onen at night, so obviously he cannot count Sefirat HaOmer with the Beracha that night. The next day, he's also an Onen. Now if the burial is done in the day, after the burial it's still daylight, of course he could say Sefirat HaOmer without a Beracha. He can catch that day, and the following night he can continue with the beracha. But the question is, let's say he's an onen for 24 hours, for the night and the day. Now comes the following night, can he continue counting Sefirat HaOmer? So there's an interesting Nodav Yehuda that's brought down by the Biur Halakha in Siman Taf Petet. The Nodav Yehuda says, in such a case, the onen can count Sefirat HaOmer b'li beracha. Even though he's an onen, he can count the Omer b'li beracha, and he's alive the next night to continue counting with the beracha. However, that is not the opinion of Achav Avadya. Achav Avadya says that if a guy's patur from mitzvot, so by counting when you're patur, it's not worth anything. So therefore, when you're an onen, you can't count without a beracha. That's the opinion, he says, of the Shalmei Sibur, that's the opinion of Rav Chaim Palachi, and therefore halakha l'maaseh. If a person is an onen, and he's onen for 24 hours, so he cannot count Sefirat HaOmer during his aninut, even without a beracha, and therefore he's out. He cannot continue the rest of the Sefirah with a beracha. He will continue subsequently counting the Omer Beli Beracha. So again, since he's an onen, he cannot even count without a beracha, because it doesn't count as anything, because he's patur from mitzvot, and therefore he loses out. But in most cases, a person is usually onen in the evening and part of the day. Once he finishes aninut, of course he can count b'li beracha and then continue the rest with the beracha.